Next, we have Sardar Bilan, who's going to be talking to us about plant essential oil effects on rhizobium bacteria and enzyme activities.
Thanks. My research title is Effect of Acacia Plant's Essential Oil and Some Rhizobium Bacteria Inoculation on Enzyme Activity of Soil Planted Bean. So, we know that essential oils are generally used to prevent plant disease and fungal disease. However, little is known about the effects on soil enzyme activity. So, the objective of this study is to determine the effect of different doses of essential oils isolated from plants and different bacteria inoculations on soil enzyme activity. What is the essential oil doses? This is control 0 ppm, 100 ppm, and 1000 ppm. And this is essential oil plant Acacia millifolium and rhizobium bacteria isolates. We have three rhizobium bacteria isolates. One of them F7, F83, and CR899. And soil enzymes, ureas, acid phosphatase and alkaline phosphatase, dehydrogenase, beta-glucosidase. And this is sugar bean experiment plant. And experiment soil from Atatürk Üniversitesi research area in Turkey. So this is a Acacia millifolium plant. It is very common in the world. And this is some initial chemical and physical properties of the experimental soil. Organic matter is very high. It is middle, and soil pH 6.71. And what is the result? This is urease activity. And this is a control. This is F7 bacteria application. This is F83 and CR899. And urease activity was decreased with rhizobium bacteria inoculations and increased with CR bacteria inoculations. On the contrary, urease activity decreased with increasing essential oils in all application. You see? The highest urease activity was observed at in CR bacteria and the lowest observed in F7 in 1000 ppm essential oil doses concentration. This is dehydrogenase activity. And dehydrogenase activity was increased with rhizobium bacteria inoculation as control and decreased with increasing essential oils in all application in rhizobium bacteria applications. And the highest one we observed in F7 bacteria and the lowest one we observed in CR899 bacteria in 1000 ppm essential oil concentration. And this is beta-glucosidase and also similar station we can observe in this graph. This is control, and this is the lowest in 1000 ppm essential oil concentration. This is the highest in CR899 bacteria inoculation. And this one is acid and alkaline phosphatase activity. And acid and alkaline phosphatase activities increase with rhizobium bacteria inoculations as control. On the contrary, both of enzyme activities decrease with increasing essential oil doses, same station. And this is the high acid enzyme activity in 0 ppm in essential oil, and this is the lowest one in F73 bacteria inoculation in 100,000 ppm concentration. And also, this is a alkaline phosphatase enzyme activity. And you can see the lowest acid and alkaline phosphatase activity was observed at F83 bacteria applications in 1000 ppm essential oil. Okay. And what is the result? Actually, the result of the present study indicated that enzyme activity levels in different doses of essential oils added soils varied with variety of the essential oils, concentration of the essential oils, and species of the inoculated bacteria. Application of the Ashilia essential oils increased enzyme activity in soil inoculated with rhizobium bacteria. Increasing essential oil doses of Ashilia have negative effect on soil enzyme activity. Effect of essential oil activity of Ashilia on soil enzyme activity varied depending on the inoculated rhizobium bacterial strain. Especially, essential oil of Ashilia has shown positive effect on urease activity, acid and alkaline phosphatase activity, beta-glucosidase enzyme activity in soil inoculated with SIAT-899 rhizobium bacteria application. And essential oil of Ashilia has shown positive effect on the dehydrogenase enzyme activity in F7 rhizobium bacteria inoculation. Okay, we have a lot of questions, but actually I don't know what is the result, what is the meaning result, but we need to research essential oil used in agriculture as antifungal or antibacterial preparation, and need to research different essential oil used in the different plant growth promoting bacteria, and need to research effect of essential oil constituents on plant growth and soil physical, chemical, and microbial properties in different soil in the field condition, and need to research properties of some organic compounds to stimulate or inhibit soil enzymatic activity in organic or sustainable agriculture.
Okay, thank you, Siddharth.
Thanks for your patience.